July 28th. On this day in 1794, Maximilian Robespierre and 22 other revolutionary leaders were guillotined in Paris. The Reign of Terror was the bloodiest period of the French Revolution, during which tens of thousands were executed. On 5th of February 1794, Robespierre had stated succinctly that terror is nothing else than justice, prompt, severe, inflexible. Less than 6 months later, he experienced it himself. Today's quote is an account of that very moment in the inimitable writing of Thomas Carlyle, whose History of the French Revolution is still a definitive work. All eyes are on Robespierre's tumbrel, where he, his jaw bound in dirty linen, with his half-dead brother and half-dead friend Henriot, lie shattered, their 17 hours of agony about to end. The gendarmes point their swords at him to show the people which is he. A woman springs on the tumbrel, clutching the side of it with one hand, waving the other sibyl-like, and exclaims, "The death of thee gladdens my very heart. Je m'enivre de joie." Robespierre opened his eyes. "Scélérat, go down to hell with the curses of all wives and mothers." At the foot of the scaffold, they stretched him on the ground till his turn came. Lifted aloft, his eyes again opened, caught the bloody axe. Sanson, the executioner, wrenched the coat off him, wrenched the dirty linen from his jaw, and the jaw fell powerless. There burst from him a cry, hideous to hear and see. "Sanson, thou canst not be too quick." It minds one of the ditty. "The bells of hell go ting-a-ling-a-ling, for you, but not for me. O death, where is thy sting-a-ling-a-ling? O grave, thy mystery." Today I ask that I will live my life with kindness and respect, and without earning the hatred of others.